Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspective, and it is Thursday, our Prophetic Word Day, and we are so grateful to God for allowing us this opportunity to come into your homes, your living rooms, wherever our voice is heard. We are excited about Jesus. I want to thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, that tune in every day to be a part of this broadcast. That the Lord has allowed us to do these last about a year and a half or so. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Listen, my friend is here. Look like he's already in queue. Prophet Darrell, is that you?
What up, Apostle? What's up? What's up?
He's saying, what's up? What's up already this morning? We are just elated to have Prophet Darrell sharing with us again on today. On Word Thirst. It's going to be a prophetic day today. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God for each of you that are tuning in. Share with a neighbor. Post on Facebook. Get on your page. do something, tweet somebody, what's that, link somebody. They got all kinds of little things now. Text now somebody, cue somebody, Skype somebody, FaceTime somebody. Tell them that the prophets are on the air in this hour, and we are right here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because God has allowed our eyes to open again. God has caused us to be able to have strength enough to raise from our sleeping beds, and we are lifting the very name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and amen in this place. Praise the Lamb of God. We are in the studio, and we are live. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, what's going on over in Chi-Town?
Man, you know, we had a tornado through this place. God,
yeah, man, I was looking.
He tore up some stuff in the state of Illinois.
Wow. Now, that was a couple of days ago, right?
Yes, sir, but he ain't through yet.
God ain't through yet, boy, I tell you.
God didn't pass a law for homosexuals and lesbians to get married. God finna come and tear some stuff up.
They passed a law. In the state of Illinois?
In the state of Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know everywhere that law thing is passed, some devastation comes? Pastor Nation was telling me when they passed the law in California, he said wildfires broke out and they couldn't control them, burnt all them thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land and homes and everything right behind that. Everywhere they do that, some catastrophic event takes place. Oh, my goodness. I'm listening to you.
I want to tell every preacher. I want to tell every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, anybody that's holding an office, got a church. They got to upgrade their bylaws and say that they do not agree with homosexuality. It got to be stated in the bylaws. Because if not, them people, the homeless, if they come to you and ask you to marry them and you tell them no, they can come sue the church.
Yeah, you're right. They are putting into effect some things now, and we had been discussing that some time ago, that our bylaws and things had to be rewritten. Some amendments had to be made so that we would not be forced to participate in same-sex marriage and this, that, and another, since the law of this land is trying to alter the laws of God. The laws of the land are trying to alter the laws of God. Now, we must remember in the book of Revelation, this is what a part of the Antichrist movement would be, that he will attempt to change the very laws of God. He would attempt to change the very laws of God. And this is definitely one, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to same-sex marriage. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, this is it's somewhat of a sensitive conversation to many. Praise the Lamb of God. I am not a gay basher. Thank God I don't have, I'm not homophobic or anything of that nature. What a person want to do in their with their sexuality is up to them, and between them and God in my book. But when it comes down to the word of God, I stand on the word and the principles of God. Hallelujah. And adultery is wrong. Yeah, lying is wrong. And it's wrong. Manipulating is wrong. Cheating on your wife is wrong. All that kind of stuff is just as wrong to me as homosexuality. All of it is wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you make laws, when you start making laws to sustain sin and wickedness, praise the Lamb of God, that God's word has declared that is wrong, and you have no remorse, you have no heart for the word of God and no conscience, then you better expect, praise the Lamb of God, recompense from heaven. You better expect, hallelujah, God to stand up and retaliate, praise the Lamb of God, in the retaliation of going against his holy word praise the Lamb of God, knowing what the Word of God says. And they don't even discuss whether the Word of God says this and the Bible says this and this is a Christian land and we're supposed to live by the laws of God. They just do what they want to do in this modern day system. But we will see, praise the Lamb of God, more catastrophic events. We will see God bring this nation down to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that they're going to be crying out for him. I tell you what, this last tornado came through, I heard somebody on television say, we just stopped and started just calling on the name of Jesus. We was praying. The Lord going to make them call his name, I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Every knee going to bow.
That's right.
Every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Prophet Dale, you own it today. You hot man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I can't gay bash nobody because that's wrong. But I'm here to gate deliver.
I know that's right, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. To get that deliverance in order. And that's what we need. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more people that will deal with, praise the Lamb of God, right and righteousness, no matter how it come across your desk, no matter how it slaps you in the face, no matter how, praise the Lamb of God, it fits you. What is right in the eyes of God is right. I don't care where I'm positioned. It's right, praise the Lamb of God, because it's the Word of God, because God said it. Because God said it, it is right, and it's up to us, praise the Lamb of God, to make the adjustments. God is not making none. He ain't making no adjustments for nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. His word is solid. It's in place. It's not going to change overnight for nobody. We must make the adjustments. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Fire on Thursday here. This word day, and we talking about the word. Some mics are lit up. Let's see who this is. This is my granddaughter. Praise the Lamb. I know that. Let me see if I can get a mic lit. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, what you got? What's up, granddaughter?
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, Prophet Darryl.
Good morning.
God is good. And you know what? I will say the tornadoes hit, and it hit out here by me, but I thank God that it passed over my town.
It just passed. It don't move.
Some strong winds, but God sustained us.
Hallelujah. Y'all didn't get no damage or nothing?
I didn't get no damage. Just high winds. That's it.
Just high winds. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, the Lord promised us that he would pass over us. Praise the Lamb of God. He said he would pass over us. He would take care of us during these turbulent times. And we're watching God do it, too. Praise the Lamb. God is awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb. Lili, is that Lili down in Black Lick?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Lili? What's going on, girl?
Oh, my gosh. Well, good afternoon, Prophet Darryl. Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare. My God, we had an earthquake here yesterday.
What?
0.5 earthquake.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I ain't heard about that one. Wow. Wow. God is shaking some things up, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It is time for us to get in place. Know our place, and know that, praise the Lamb of God, that God's will for us is love. Everything he has done, he's done it in love for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Why can't we reciprocate in love to him and just obey his word? It's good. It's right. It makes everything right. Look how much is going wrong because our society has went backwards. We have perverted the word of God, and we're just doing everything. Whoever heard of, I mean, you just look at this, the mayor of Toronto, whoever heard of such a escapade of ignorance and belligerency to be spread across the media? I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? How can you be against and for something at the same time? Mm-hmm. You can't be against and for it at the same time and participating in it and saying it's all right all at the same time. I mean, these fiascos that we're seeing, that it's just crazy. Who ever seen such stuff? For a cabinet to be able to come together with public knowledge that we're going to go against everything the president say because we don't like him. we ain't going to agree with nothing. We're going to make sure that we turn down all his policies. And they still getting paid when we know they've done this. Everything the president do, they go, and it's not against them, it's against us. It's against the system that supports the American people. We empower people in office to work together, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about a more perfect union for the people, we the people. And then with their personal issues, vowing and slapping hands to go against the president or anything he bring up because of their own personal issues. Who ever seen such a farce? That's just crazy. Our society, our system is broke. It's broken. Like a bridge that's broken. It's broken. People of God, and only God can repair this thing. Only God can do it. But it's going to take a people who are crying out to God and turning back their hearts back to God. That's the only way it's going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, y'all didn't do it. What did y'all get up and eat this morning? I needed some of that. Y'all got on y'all Wheaties today, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful hour it is that the saints are waking up and they're starting to see what the real evil and what the real problems are. And God is showing it to us, praise the Lamb of God, as we continue, praise the Lamb of God, to be aware with our prophetic receptivities. Our prophetic antennas should be on. I was about to teach on Tuesday night, but boy, but that the power of the Lord hit, boy, the church, and I didn't get a chance to really teach. However, I was about to teach on the prophetic culture. Praise the Lamb of God. In the last days I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. And your sons and daughters and your old men and your young men, we know the passages of Scripture, which declares a prophetical culture, a different type of believer in the last day, an empowered believer, a believer who is in receptivity, praise the Lamb of God, of the gifts and not only giftings, but the empowerment and the communication line, praise the Lamb of God, of prophetic utterances, prophetic revelation through dreams and visions and things of this nature, and how that culture is to come about, how and why that culture is to come about, so that we can stand on the wall, so that we can be on guard, so that we can do the things, praise the Lamb of God, that God would have us to do. We must come to a place, brothers and sisters, of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, our powerful positions and our powerful posts in this season, that God is calling us to something different. God is calling us to something different. He's not calling us to the same old, same old. That's insanity, because the same old is going to get the same old results. He's calling us a different place in him, praise the Lamb of God. And I want to wake people up so that they can understand, praise the Lamb of God, why they're having visions, why I'm having these dreams, praise the Lamb of God, why I'm seeing things and it's coming to pass. Why I'm having deja vus now like never before. Why am I meeting people and it seems as though I met them already, that I know them already. I know you. I've seen you before. No, you haven't seen me before. Well, I know I haven't met you somewhere. I had to. What's your name? I don't know your name, but I've seen me. I met you. Why is this happening over and over and over again? It's because, praise the Lamb of God, God is pouring his spirit out, praise the Lamb of God, in this last day, in this latter time, the latter rain is pouring out, and it is a powerful anointing to bring us into a prophetical culture. But until we learn how to exercise our gifts and this power that God has given us, then we walk in an aloof type of authority. We have the authority and the power, but we really don't know how to manage it. And that's what's very important for us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going to be able to stand up and take our place when it comes down to the political, praise the Lamb of God, the social, the economical, all of this kind of stuff that frustrates our society in this day and time, and stand up with remedies, praise the Lamb of God, with reconciliation to bring back our government, our society, our culture to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that God is pleased with, hallelujah, and that we can walk together as brothers and sisters in love, in the love of God, and that's what God desires of us. I just wanted to drop that in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We're going to pray now since we have our granddaughter. Granddaughter, are you able to pray today? I'm wondering, praise God, she wasn't feeling too good yesterday. I prayed for her. Now she's on the radio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Vaughn?
Yes, Prophet.
Are you able today is what I'm asking. Are you able
to lead us in prayer? I'm breathing, so I'm able.
She said if she's breathing, she can pray. Praise the name of God. All right, people of God. Our Elder Shatwana is going to take us to the throne of grace, praise the Lamb of God. And I want those of you, praise God, hallelujah, who are sick in your bodies, those of you, hallelujah, who need a breakthrough today to know that God is able, as we set, hallelujah, the atmosphere here for the prophetic move of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that Jesus loves you today. He has not left you. No, he hasn't. He loves you today. We all have special needs. I have a special need. Hallelujah. Yes, God, but when I close my eyes, I can see that rainbow come in front of me, and I know that I'm a covenant person and that the covenant promises of God live in my life. They're actually alive in my life. Praise the Lamb of God, and they're alive in yours because you have the stamp of the blood of Jesus. Come on, granddaughter. Come on, take us to in prayer.
Glory
hallelujah.
To your name, God. Hallelujah. Father God,
thank
we just come, God, just to thank you for this day, God. God, we just come just to give you glory and honor, God, for another day that you have shown us, God. God, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah, God, for the breath of life, God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, first, God, we ask that you forgive us of every sin, God. God, knowing and unknowing. And, God, forgive us of the iniquities that have separated us from you, God. God, wash us in your blood on this day, God, that we might be worthy, God, to enter into your presence on this day, God. God, hallelujah. Restore us back to our righteousness in you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just come, God, hallelujah, God. God, just because you are God, hallelujah, we just thank you and praise you for this day, God. God, we thank you for those that are listening on this radio show today, God. And, oh, God, we thank you and praise you, hallelujah, God. For we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come, hallelujah, God, lifting up your people today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come thanking you for the signs, the wonders, and the miracles that you have performed in our lives, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, God, for putting those people, God, in our lives, God. God, that will bring the word to us, God, and that will minister to us, God. And we thank you for them being obedient to you in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that as this day goes forth, God, and as your word goes forth, God,
God, that your people begin to take heed, God, to what's going on in the land, God, all the calamities and the tragedy, God. God, we ask that your people will begin to pay attention to your signs, God, and, oh, God, that they will fall in line with your will today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they will fall on their knees today and repent, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to let them know, God, that your son is coming back sooner than they think in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, hallelujah. God, we want no souls to be lost, God. But, oh, God, send people into the homes, God. Send people into the convalescent homes, into the prisons, God, in the name of Jesus, into the hospitals, God, to minister to your people, God, to let them know that we don't have that much time left, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, we'll come crying, what must we do to be saved on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because, God, no man knows the day nor the hour, God, but, oh, God, we know that we have an opportunity, God, to make it right right now in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, for that, I thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy on this day, God. And I thank you, God, that you have, your love has covered a multitude of sins, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, I ask right now, God, that you begin to strengthen your prophet, God, and strengthen prophet Shakespeare, God, even as they begin to pour out your word to your people, God, as they begin to prophesy on this show, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, restore the virtue back unto them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I bind up the enemy from any attack, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I bind up every fiery dart that the enemy begins to throw at them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we begin to intercede for your people, God, oh, God, hallelujah, God, let us position and posture ourselves, God, and, God, let us be for real about this intercessory thing, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it may save souls, God, that we may hear from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, that we may follow in your will on this day, God. Oh, God, that we may do exactly, God, what you told us to do and say exactly what you told us to say, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you shall raise up a standard, God. And, oh, God, you have already raised that standard up in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, let us follow suit with that standard, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us stand up, God, and armor up in your gear in the name of Jesus, that we may go forth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and begin to snatch your people back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your fire fall today, God. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Let the glory fill the airwaves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I send out your healing virtue, God, in the name of Jesus, to all those that are laying on their sick bed. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing right now. Pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, God, heal those with a sin sick soul, God. Heal those with mental illness, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And you said all we had to do was speak it, God, and it shall come to pass, God. And, oh, God, I declare and I decree, God, as we speak your word out of our mouth, God, it shall be established in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and it shall come to pass, God, not even before the day is over, God, in the name of Jesus, because I believe you to be a right now, God. I believe your word to go forth right now in the name of Jesus and set out, God, and accomplish what it set out to do, God, and it shall not come back void in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, and I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and God, I ask, God, that as your people get a word from you, God, God, that they maintain it, God, and they begin to hold on to the word, God, and they begin to confess it, God, in the name of Jesus, that it shall come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I just bless you today, God, for this is the day that you have made, God, and God, we have made a choice, God, to rejoice, God, to be glad in it in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you today, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. Your love to all your spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo-wee. Mm. My God, my God. I feel Jesus. Yes, I do in this place. My. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. What a God we serve today. My goodness gracious. Woo, Papa Dell, this daughter praying up in here, I tell you. My goodness. That real kind of praying, as Grandmama would say. Mm-hmm. That real kind of praying. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, granddaughter. Thank you so much for leading us to the throne of grace today. My goodness, fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us. Fill us. With your presence. Fill us. With your love. Fill us with your spirit.
Oh, yes, God.
Fill us.
Oh, God. Have your way, God.
Ah, with your word, God, fill us up.
Fill
us up.
Oh,
he's pouring. Yes.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Hands are lifted.
Oh, God.
With a fresh anointing. Fresh wind. Fresh wind. Water slow, let the water slow.
Glory to the name. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We exalt your name today, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Come on, people of God, press in, just press in. Hallelujah, just a couple more minutes. Ah, God, yes.
Oh, God,
hallelujah. Glory, God. Glory, the glory of God.
Hallelujah. Oh,
I heal her, God, I restore her, I deliver her, Baba
Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, what an awesome reserve, oh my gracious. Boy, oh boy, you know, I just love God today, people of God. Oh, my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord is big now here in the studio. My goodness gracious. Praise his holy name. Praise his name. Holy name. The Lord our God is God. Besides him, there is no other. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Just beautiful praise report from our daughters down in Baton Rouge, Father. Y'all know the Carters. Yes, the Carters, Mark Carter and Trivia and all of those there. The husband, Mother Carter, been married to that man for 40-some years. And hallelujah, he had surgery on yesterday, and we had been in prayer with them. Oh, my goodness. The Lord brought him through with flying colors. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 It didn't look good. God has made it. Oh, my God.
But God.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful God we see. My God, I'm just watching what God is doing. So many saints are under attack. And I want you to know it's not just happening down at the foot of the cross. Happening up high, praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
The prophets, the pastors, the teachers, all are going in and out of the hospitals. Praise the Lamb of God. The funerals have been, prophets have been dying, pastors dying. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is a time of prayer, deep soaking in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, spending time in this anointed presence. Ah, God, you never know when God lays his hand on you and heal a condition that you don't even know you have. Hallelujah. God is able, people of God. Hallelujah. Just, you know, we go to the doctor and get a checkup, but we never go and lay before God and say, I come for a checkup. I come for you to look me over, Father. Hallelujah. I come to be healed if anything's wrong with me. But we will go and pay a doctor, praise the Lamb of God, for physical checkups, this, that, or another. But we don't check in and check up with God. And we need to do that, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm learning. Praise God. There's so much to learn in God. So much. Hallelujah. Oh, it's his love, people of God. It's his love that does that to you, that makes you see him greater and greater as you're in his presence. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out all fear. Ah, God. Yes, God. Yes, I love you today. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness. Let me go to this caller right here. They've been in queue a while. 818, your mic is hot. Eric Cole, 818. They're not saying anything. All right.
Hello.
I think they came in. Wait a minute. 818.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Prophet Shakespeare. Prophet Daryl, this is Albertine. How are you?
Oh, we're blessed. Lord. We're blessed of the Lord. The only problem we got around here is this changing weather. This up and down we've been dealing with around here in Michigan. You know, we can have all the seasons in one day in Michigan, with snow and ice, all in one day. Yeah. Praise God, but we thank God. Life and more abundantly, hallelujah, but it's some crazy weather going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. How are you been doing? How's things going out there?
Things have been going great. It's raining today. The weather is kind of gloomy today. It's raining. Yesterday it started raining, and today it's raining a little bit. But other than that, everything has just been a blessing. God is good. God is good.
Hallelujah. Has the word of the Lord come forth in your life? I mean, a lot of things you were waiting on for God to do, and we have been waiting on your testimony. Has the Lord come through for you?
Oh, yes. I got my place. I moved in, and it was a blessing because he made a way where I didn't have to pay anything to move in. It was just through the grace of God. A friend needed a place to stay, and they paid in. They paid the whole amount to move in, the moving costs, the rent, everything. They paid it. So that was a blessing. And then I've been working on my television show, Valley Girls, and I just signed a deal with one of my other movies where we just got a letter of intent for my movie Supernatural Bodyguard. And it's a spiritual movie that I wrote for DMX. So please keep him in prayer.
Okay.
And God has just been really moving in this season, just really moving, and I've just been thanking and praising and glorifying his name. So
Oh, my goodness. See, that's exciting news to us. Anytime we see that the Lord is fulfilling his word, praise the Lamb of God for the promises of the Lord. His word is yes, yea, and amen in my eyes. Hallelujah. And I'm watching what God is doing and how he's going to do what he does in this wonderful, wonderful season that we're in, people of God. Oh, my goodness. I just wonder today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Albertine, you know, that in this Thanksgiving season that's coming up, one of the things the saints have to do is be benevolent. Praise the Lamb of God. And if it's nothing more but give a blanket to somebody that's out in the cold or a sweater or something that's personal to us, help feed the hungry by bringing non-perishable items to a certain place or to donate some of our time to help feed those who are less fortunate during this season. But I think the saints need to step up to the plate by looking back at what God has done for us. He has made a way for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we need to make a way for somebody else. Hallelujah. Your testimony just hit me dead in the chest. You say you didn't need somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. Paid all of the upfront money for you to move in. Just paid it all. Gave you an easy access, an easy way. And you don't know sometimes what a dollar $5 a blanket means to an individual. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's out in the cold. And I'm just saying, praise the Lamb of God, let us show love as the love of God has been shown to us in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love you all today. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl, do you hear anything for Albertine?
I just want to tell you, Albertine, that the Lord says he is unfolding. He is unfolding everything that the apostle has spoken to your life. He said, I'm unfolding and I'm showing you that you belong to me. I'm showing you that you are mine. Hallelujah. And he said, just continue to stay before my face. He just said, continue to give me your first fruit, which is the first part of the day. Give him his time. And he said he is just flinging doors open for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's just unfolding, unfolding, unfolding. And he says, allow your gift, hallelujah, to really show enough, make room for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he knows, oh, my God, hallelujah. All right, Lord, I heard you. He said, all because he can trust you. That's why he is allowing these things to come to pass.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord also said, you, Albertine, that the movies and stuff that you are writing and producing and what have you, as far as that you're putting out there, the Lord said they're going to be accepted, praise the Lamb of God, and it's going to be not only a acceptance of those movies coming to play, but there's going to be a recognition of your talent and your gifting that's going to take you in even greater people. People who have multi-millions of dollars to invest in movies of greater quality that's going to reach a greater audience really on a large scale. The Lord is that you're going to write or produce, praise the Lamb of God, these type of movies to the extent until if, praise the Lamb of God, you really walk in the prophetic and stay listening before God. God is going to give you some movies that is going to bust the box office. Praise the Lamb of God. God's giving them to you. But you must understand that work time and all of that is wonderful. But if you don't give yourself to prayer and don't give yourself to the same type of deep praying, deep worship that we give ourselves to when we're in trouble, when we're going through trouble, when we really need the Lord, we lay before the Lord, we do this and this, and then when God starts blessing us, it becomes the Lord, thank you, bless you, Lord, go with me today, and we out the door. God wants that same quality time, praise the Lamb of God, so he can download into you, hallelujah, the things that he wants you, praise the Lamb of God, to be, you know, to orchestrate so that he can take you into the wealthy place that he promised you. You know you're supposed to have your own studio. You know that already, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to make that. I just saw you sitting down in the director's chair, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you sitting in the director's chair. I see you sitting in the director's chair. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the director's chair.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
In
hallelujah.
The name of praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you today. Be blessed.
Thank
hallelujah.
You so much. God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Darryl. Thank you so much. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. What an awesome God we serve today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise the Lamb. We're moving right along here. Praise the Lamb of God. Another 818. This must be Kimmy.
Yes. Hi.
How are you,
Kimmy?
I'm blessed
of
the Lord.
I'm good. Hi, Prophet Darren.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. Praise God. How you doing today?
We're doing well today. Praise the Lord. How is things going out there, man? Tell me now, what's going on with you?
I can tell you before, I wrestle with being here and, you know, going back home a lot, you know, and I just, because my daughter's out in school, and I just, you know, want to make sure that when I do move that it's from God and not me, because I've done a lot of impulsive and emotional move on my own, and, it, you know, it's never been for great benefit. Maybe, you know, a little bit I do well, but then, like, I noticed that it wasn't God, it was me. So I just want to make sure that it's God that wants me to move and it's in that season to move. So I'm just, you know, I've just been just waiting on him as far as that. But in the meantime, I'm just going to do like what you said. I'm just going to stay still and, you know, wait on God.
How's business coming?
It's kind of, you know, when we had the government shutdown, that kind of, you know, mess things up, but it's trickling down slowly, you know. So, I mean, it should be, Lord, well, it's picking up, but it's, you know, been trickling down slowly. But also I've been looking at other avenues and hooking up with other people for doing more like hospitals and prisons and schools and stuff like that, and not so much federal government.
I see. Yeah, and, you know, and I was waiting on you to say that because that's what the Lord had spoke. He said that he was going to caused that line to open, but there was another line that he was open to.
Yeah. Receive that. I receive it.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to see that other line with the prisons and the schools and stuff open up for you. That's going to be a blessing to you, but also, praise the Lamb of God, the government is going to open back up to you also. But they got to get all of this feuding that they're doing, and, you know, that's got to take place for them to get back, get their head screwed on right, as we was talking about earlier in the show today. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Prophet, do you want to talk to Kimmy?
Kimmy, you know, I just saw you in a big meeting.
Hey, man, I received that.
I saw you in a big meeting. Oh, my goodness. And in this big meeting, you had a smile on your face. Oh, my goodness. And when you, oh, my goodness, I see you sitting at this long table. And I see it looked like about one Hispanic, and it looked like one Japanese, one Chinese, and it looked like about two, three Caucasians around this table. Is you and some more other women and there are like three or four men here. Oh, my goodness. I just see the Lord. I just see the Lord just allow his hand, his hand to rest upon
you.
Hallelujah. And as you begin to continue to give him all the honor and give him all the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get in his faith and stay in his faith. Hallelujah. God is going to guide you to the right source.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, you got to stay connected to the source, all because what's in you is to come out of you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The devil really wants you to abort it, but God said it shall come forth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of God said, thank you, God. I'm going to tell her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it shall spring forth like He said it shall come forth and it shall spring forth as a fountain.
Yes. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All the Spirit of the Lord is here today. Boy, I tell you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Of the Holy Ghost. My goodness gracious.
Oh,
hallelujah.
If you watch this, I want to tell you this. The Lord said, he told me to tell you that it's getting ready to be a big check released to you. It should have been released to you. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
my
you,
goodness.
Baby.
It should have been released about 3 or 4 months ago here.
Yeah,
but God,
hallelujah.
He's getting ready to allow this check to be released unto you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Same thing.
You need some new material here, so said the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. My goodness, I told her the same exact thing some time ago, that the huge check, praise the Lamb of God, that's being held up, but God is speaking release over that thing. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Line that's over you. It's got to come in your hands.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
Coming in your hands. It's coming in your hands. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Thank
Glory
you.
To Jesus Christ. You know, I love your spirit. I mean, you always see a way you can give, but you're the type of person that don't like to give a little. That bothers
yes,
you.
Yes, yes,
praise the Lamb. You like to give in big lump sums.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She wants to sow thousands of dollars at one time.
Yes, hallelujah.
She don't want to sow $100. That's just, that's petty to her. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
You be back on top real soon. Don't you worry. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to bless you and enable you. Praise the Lamb of God. But be faithful over the little things.
Okay.
Be faithful over the little things. And whatever God puts in your hand, praise the Lamb of God, make sure you do what the Word of God requires of you.
Okay.
And praise the Lamb of God. And that helps us, as I've been talking and teaching people about warring, against their warring against their seed, that you don't want to war against your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to do that. That's right. Do what's righteous in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God, and keep your spirit right. Praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to see God just bless you continuously. When your flow come, Prophet Darrell was talking to you, when your flow come, it's not going to stop. It's just going to be.
Amen.
Yeah, it's going to be a river.
You know, the Lord has showed me a $30,000 check that's getting ready.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
He said it's getting ready to be a $30,000 check getting ready to be released to you.
Yeah.
Same amount I told her.
Holy Ghost, see, show God, see. God said it's gonna be $30,000 that's getting ready to be released unto you. I see the check being put in the mail. Hallelujah!
Oh,
my goodness, it's getting ready to be a big deposit here. So said the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah!
Oh, my God, when it
Let me get off that
time.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate that.
Hallelujah. Boy, the Lord is just shining on your side of the street today, I tell you.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed at what God is doing in your life and what he's about to do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Lord
was
waiting on you today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Dale, I declare, I told her the same exact amount.
Yes.
Same exact amount. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're waiting on the manifestation, praise the Lamb of God. For all God's promises are yes, yea, and they are amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Be you be blessed, Kimmy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My daughter.
All
my boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me see. We're going down the line here. Who is this? Praise the Lord. Erico 225.
Hallelujah.
Erico 225.
Hello, Prophet. Can you hear me?
I can now. Who's calling?
This is Treva.
Treva, the Bayou has awakened.
I'm doing good.
And you ain't got nothing to talk to us about.
Hello?
I was already talking about your dad a little bit ago. You better talk.
Yeah, yeah. I was making sure you could hear me. I didn't know if the phone was going through or
not.
Oh,
we got you.
But I have joy. I have joy. We all have joy. He went and had his surgery yesterday, a partial. It was partial to Dr. C. They had to do a partial of it, but it was a success. He came out fine. Everything was fine, and it went smooth.
Now, a lot of people don't know your father had a stroke, right?
Yes, yes. He went in for a simple procedure, and something happened with the doctor. That's another story. And it caused him to have a stroke. It was supposed to be an in-and-out procedure, and it caused him to have a stroke, and his left side was partially paralyzed. But the faithfulness of God and what God promised, because he promised health, restoration, and forever life, he was able to move that left side a little bit, which the doctors and everything were saying, this is a permanent state, which it wasn't a permanent state. So we saw the hand of God move at that moment, which was a joyous occasion for us to see. So he was supposed to go in to get the rest of the blockages, because he had blockages, and he was supposed to go and get the stents and stuff put in.
Right.
And he went yesterday. They scheduled him for partial of it yesterday because of his numbers came back good. His blood work, cholesterol, all that came back excellent. And they went in to do partial of it yesterday, and he came out fine. Which he have movement. He's able to walk. He's able to, he loves cooking. He was able to still get in there and cook, but not do too much
serious?
Of strenuous things. Yes.
He is in the kitchen?
He is in the kitchen.
Lord, how much?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Baby, he didn't came back. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know he was doing that good.
He was in the kitchen cooking and everything. He was doing everything. He couldn't do the strenuous stuff he wanted to do, but he was still doing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, the Lord is just so good and so merciful. And I hear the Lord saying, praise the Lamb of God, that he still has more time on the earth. This is going to come out in his favor, praise the Lamb of God, even the more.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, his time has not come. How long him and Mama been married? 40-some years?
Over 40-some years, yes.
Over 40-some years
it's
they've been
over
married.
40-some years, yes.
Oh, geez. I think it was around 46, the last anniversary.
Yes.
Am I right? 46
yes,
years
you
they've
are.
Been together.
Yes, you are.
Almost 50 years, Lord, a half a century. My goodness gracious, praise the Lord. I don't know if I could stay with one woman that long. My goodness
yes,
gracious.
If God put the grace on you for you to stay with him that long, you'll stay with him. But it got to be God.
I was married twice, and
yes.
We're both together is 33 years that I was married.
See, that's a long
years.
Time.
That's a long time to put in for marriage, praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's
Hallelujah.
A long time. Well, me and my husband, we're 20 years, going on 21.
Praise the Lord. See, that's the longevity is what makes the gravy good, you know? That's what makes the gravy good. And when you got longevity, you know each other so well until it's just crazy. You know what to cook before they ask, and he know what to bring home before you even call him. He said, yeah, I'm at the market. I'm already picking it up. I saw you looking
at
me this morning, and I said, oh, Lord,
that
we don't have no milk. Some milk. It's just so, it gets sweeter and sweeter, but a lot of people can't see it, praise the Lord, when other pressures are on them. They don't see how precious the unity and the oneness really is, praise the Lamb of God. But it is a beautiful thing. Hallelujah.
It
is. I hope you're married again. I got hopes, praise the Lord. The Lord is going
to
bless
me. Prophet
Darrell then spoke over me and told me I won't get married again, so I'm going to
And it's going to feel like you've been together for a long, long time, which you still long time to go.
Hallelujah. So we're praising God. We have hope in that. Praise God. Prophet Darrell, you had anything to tell Sister Trevia today, this evangelist? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you this. I just want you to holler 7 times, Lord, thank you.
Oh, good God. I'm leaping. Lord,
Lord, thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
The old in the midst of you hollering those 7 times, God said, consider it done.
Yes, it is done. Ah,
he said,
God.
Consider it done. He said, from this point on, don't ask, don't wonder, and don't waver in your faith. He said, just tell me thank you. Whatever you want, just thank him for it.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lord is joy. It's joy.
This is a testimony. They've been married you said how long they've been married? 40-some years?
Yes, 47.
It's a man and woman at my church been married 62 years.
What you say?
Look at that.
62 years.
Lord, how much? My God.
God is yet still able.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Vows, boy, I tell you that.
And he said, I have no respect of a person.
That's God. He has no respect.
Yes, it is. That's God.
62 years. I said, oh, my God, how did y'all do it that long?
That's God.
When the Holy Ghost is in you.
Whoa, my God, my God, God.
You know what, I had Apostle, Pastor Shatwan, I heard the Lord say, I don't know what your name is in the lottery for, but I heard the Lord say your name getting ready to pop up in the lottery.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
God said your name is getting ready to pop up in this lottery.
Now, you know, now I was going to tell her that I see all this money around her. I don't know how it's coming, though. But I see all this money around her. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God.
Thank
all
you,
this
Lord.
Money. I don't know how this money is coming, though. My goodness. But Prophet Darrell may be on to something right there. I don't know what y'all doing down there in the bayou. Hallelujah, but I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to come and it's not long off. Hallelujah, my goodness
Hallelujah.
Gracious. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of wealth and riches in your house.
Glory
to
yes.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, is your husband looking at some property, some more property?
Well, we have our old property that we want to sell that we put up for sale.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
it's something about
I know I was
property.
Looking at some property.
There's something about some property finna come up too that's finna come into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Some more property. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord's going to bless you. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I ain't going to even say it. Praise
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You just watch and see what God is about to do for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. He said
Praise
you
God.
Are. He said
Praise
you
God.
Are. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah.
Great. You give Mama the baby for me.
I sure will.
Tell everybody I love them, okay?
I sure will. I sure will. And we love you too, Prophet. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you, Tatuan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By intercessors, y'all just love when the intercessors hover around us. Okay, here we go. 973, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. It's Elaine. How are you?
Elaine from New Jersey.
Yes, I missed you guys while you were gone.
Oh, well, you know, the prophet had been ill, and I went in the hospital, and then they handcuffed me. It wouldn't let me touch the computer.
Amen.
And all of that, and then they put a muzzle on me. They did everything to stop me from
Amen.
Getting on the radio show.
Praise God.
To make all kinds of deals so I could go and do what I had to do. And I'm almost ready to shout free at last.
Good.
Angel just walked in and out of here, looked at me and made sure that I was doing everything I was supposed to do. She came
Amen.
In and went out. Back out.
She's a good daughter.
Thank
yes,
you, sister.
Is that, praise the Lord, just making sure that Dad doing what he's supposed to do. But they don't know that I like living more than they like me living. That's what they're not aware of, that I like living more than they like me living. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. How is it going out there in the East Coast? What's going on, girl?
We got the touch. We had snow flurries. They were light last Monday, I think it was. You know, nothing stuck or stayed, but it was like letting me know winter time's here. And
we all been through that in here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Chicago did it. We did it, and it just went on your way. Praise the Lamb of God. But Chicago sent it to you, not me. Praise the Lamb. I don't send stuff. I send sunshine and all of that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Prophet Daryl, anything you want to say to her?
I just want to tell you to hold on, sis. I just want to tell you to hold on with everything you got. And just begin to just tell the Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
And as you begin to thank him, doors is just going to open up. Favor. All right. Okay, Lord. Okay, I heard you. The Lord said favor is upon your life. Anywhere you go, you're going to find favor. I don't care if you go to the grocery store and need a parking lot, need a parking spot close to the door. God going to show you favor. Anytime, anywhere you go, I don't care where you go. Folks going to pay all this money for stuff. But when you go, God going to allow favor to be on your life because it's going to be marked down 50% off. It's only going to be on your favor. It's only just because you there. Why? All because you linked up the favor. And when you linked up the favor, it got to follow you. Oh, my goodness. And even God said he's getting ready to allow a double portion of anointing to rest upon you.
Hallelujah.
You're going to begin to pray, and folk is going to recover instantaneously.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. Prophet Daryl talked about a double portion. Praise the Lamb of God, and I lie not. The Lord says, matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to open both of your hands right now because both of your hands will get a check in them. God said two checks are coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. You got two checks on the way to your hands.
Hallelujah.
Checks on the way to your hands. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe they are in harmony with the double portion that Prophet Dale just spoke over your life and this favor, this great favor that's upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. But God said these checks are coming to you swiftly. They're coming quick. Praise the Lamb of God. This ain't no long off next year, nothing. They're coming quick into your hands. Two checks. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is about to bless you. I can't wait to hear the testimony. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, the Prophet Dale, when these blessings start coming in, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know how we're going to have to run down the street or something. Man, we may be able to take a couple of days on the beach or something.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
That's right. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. I'm waiting on it. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. All of this, all down in California, everywhere, all these blessings. I'm waiting on the wind to blow back our way so they can remember the men and women of God that prayed over them. Hallelujah. And prayed. Yes, Lord, I do. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, it's coming to you. Don't even worry about it. Praise the Lamb. Watch God do it. Watch God do this. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Wait. Until, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know if there's what kind of the condition of this that you have, but God says by the end of this year, your health situation going to turn around.
Hallelujah.
And I don't even know what that's about, daughter. But God said it's going to turn around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. They sing this song in the Bahamas I love. I think it was Neil Ellis Choir that I heard singing. He turned it around. They don't say he's turning it around. They say he turned it around. The Lord is going to turn that thing around for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to find yourself walking in divine health and perfect health. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's something, I don't know what it is. Praise the Lamb of God. But something's going to happen. It may be in a worship service. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to happen because God is going to turn your health situation around. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
We bless your day.
We bless you today in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the highest. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful God we see today.
Yes.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Ooh-wee. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I bless you, God.
Y'all know God is real. This God is real that we serve. He is such a real God. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I just love him today. Don't you love Jesus today? I love him today, Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Oh, got another caller. All right, baby. Joyzy, be blessed.
Bye.
Bless your name.
Oh, my goodness. Erico 303.
Oh, God.
Janelle? Is this Janelle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Janelle. How are you?
I am good.
What has the Lord and the devil been doing to you since the gathering?
Everything. For the past year and a half, the foundation that I work for has been trying to get its 501c3 status. And I found out earlier this week, I believe it was Monday, that we were given our 501c3 status, so I'm excited. Glory be to God. And Although I do have a little bit of, you know, just some confusion, everything is going well. So I definitely cannot complain.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. What you planning on for the holidays? Where you going to be with Mama?
Yeah, I'm heading up to Denver.
And you leaving for Denver?
Tuesday of next week.
Angel going to be in Denver.
Really?
Angel will be there Tuesday.
Okay, I get there around like 7 p.m. that Tuesday night.
Yeah, Angel will be in Denver. I know she told me she was going, I think she's coming home Wednesday or something like that, but she's doing some recording or something down there, and she's flying down there soon. The Lord, hallelujah, to be in Denver. So I just want you to know that. Maybe y'all can hook up and have a meal or something. Praise the Lord.
That would be nice.
That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Boy, oh boy. Y'all give us just a couple of minutes. Praise the Lamb. This song is bothering me. Just listen. Forgive me, but that was just resonating in my spirit. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Janelle, I want to say this to you. That has to be your posture. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything to rob you of your worship. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything to rob you of your praise from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. Be careful of the enemy trying to rob you of your praise and of your worship. Hallelujah. Make sure you stay, hallelujah, in that atmosphere. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Many times when we come out of powerful conferences, we come out of powerful places and experiences with God, and I'm sure Prophet Darrell will attest to this, then we'll walk right into a dry season.
Yes,
and it's because of that we refuse to stay in the presence of God. We think we need a vacation from praise and worship.
Come on,
Lord. When we need to stay
And it's on that level, praise the Lamb of God, of praise and worship, because we've been in it so intense for 3 days or 5 days or whatever in these conferences. And then when we come out, we think we need a vacation from God. Hallelujah. And we mess around and throw our spirits into a drought.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we become vulnerable to the enemy. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is ready to do great things with you and for you. And I keep the Lord say, fear not, fear not, fear not. Praise the Lamb of God. The lesson I did about the fear factor applies to you. Praise the Lamb of God in this work situation. Hallelujah. God is going to unfold and reveal to you everything that needs to be done as you go. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's going to lead you to the right programmings and the right people and this, that, and another. That's why it's important for you to stay in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your flesh has been crying out.
Yes.
You got to subdue your flesh by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You subdue the flesh with the Spirit. Praise the Lamb. It's the only thing that can handle the flesh is the Spirit person in you. And that person can only be made manifest through your prayer, your praise, and your worship life. Hallelujah. I talked about this when we first started the show, your spiritual receptivity. Hallelujah. Prophetic receptivity, to be able to be receptive to the prophetic so that you can hear God on a dime saying, call that company. You can hear God on a dime telling you what to do, when to do, how to do, so that the best results can come forth. God did something special for you with that 501c3. Now he's going to fill that up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you now, you're going to stand out. Praise the Lamb. What's the prophet Dale would say? God is finna show up and show out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God get through showing up and showing out. You're going to be on Front Street.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be on it.
Glory to God.
It's going to be like a Christmas tree, and your head is at the top of it. Everybody in the company is going to be looking at you because of what God is going to do. Promotion is coming behind it. I done told you now. Prophet Dale, you got something you want to tell her?
I just want to touch and agree what you have already told her, Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord, I'm going to tell him. He said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the works of the Lord. Don't you be fearful, but be fearless.
I preached the Lord gave me a sermon,
and the Lord has been putting it in people's hearts, and people have been preaching my sermon. He said, fear is not a factor. You can let the enemy put fear in you, but you put fear in the enemy.
Hallelujah.
He told me to give you this one. He said, for the weapons of your warfare
are not carnal,
but
they're
mighty through God.
Mighty.
To try to exalt itself against the knowledge and the power that lies within you.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't you allow the devil to shake you this year.
Hallelujah.
You be like a steamroller and run that booger over.
Come on now.
You a steamroller and heat a tire. You roll them over. They sing a song. They sing a song in church, and I have to correct them. I told Satan to get behind. No, you don't tell them to get behind you. You put that booger up under your feet. And
I'm going to
pull him down.
Come on now.
He's under my
feet. Your feet, because the Bible said we shall bruise his head with our heel. And the Holy Ghost going to hold him down.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the victory is already yours. It's just you have to stay in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You have to stay in partnership with the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. I was reading that this morning. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit moves on us many times and we are not in sync, hallelujah, we grieve the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. You can grieve the Holy Spirit by ignoring him. Hallelujah. You can grieve the Holy Spirit in many ways. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Be in relationship through your prayer life, through your word life, through your worship life. Hallelujah. I promise you, everything going to work for your good, and you're going to be sitting behind the big desk, and they're going to be wondering how you got there. And you're going to be able to say, God did it. God did it. God did it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. Thank you for your people. Through your Holy God, you are. Hallelujah. You, Holy Father, blessed be you. Greater is he that's within you than they that are in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Lord, open your daughter's eyes that she might see. Hallelujah. An army that's camped around her. There's an army of angels camped around you. You don't have to worry about people. Hallelujah. And those dark spirits. There's an army of angels camped around you. Praise the Lamb of God. I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. All right, girl, let me get out of that. Hallelujah. Bless.
You look
okay.
You'll be blessed. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. God is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God in this place today. I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, Prophet Dale, that was the last one. Nobody else is pushing one. That was the last one. I didn't know that was the last one. All the rest of them.
You forgot just, about me, Prophet.
Who is me?
And me too, Lele.
Who is me and me? Okay, Del Prophet Dale, we got
right
Mimi on here. We got Lele and your...
Lele and granddaughter.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wait, 864 just lit up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay, Prophet Dale, let's talk to Lele first. Let's talk to Lele.
Lele?
Yes,
Lele,
sir.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Lele, I want to tell you that the Lord said it's already looking better. He told me to tell you that it's already done. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. The Lord told me to tell you when you was at your Red Sea at the gathering. That when you went through what you went through, he said he allowed the sea to open up so you can walk through on dry ground. And he said the enemy that you saw before you, you shall see them no more.
Hallelujah.
In other words, the things in the situation that you went through on yesteryear, in other words, went through at the gathering, you shall not go through no more. So says the school God. I heard him say, oh, my God. God brought you scripture, Lele. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King of glory?
King of glory. Hallelujah.
The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Mighty in battle. I'm the most. Yonder. Holy Ghost, don't set so. I want you to start decreeing and declaring and proclaiming. I want you to start speaking out loud that you got a supernatural apostolic kingdom anointing and authority, and you start calling those things to be not as though they were under Moses. So says the Spirit of God. And you still say, God, you tell every demon and every devil to loot you.
Hallelujah. You got it in the right place. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I knew it the moment you handed it to me. And I said I was gonna put it on my pillow, but the Lord spoke and said, put it in your wallet.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Manifestation is coming. Thank God. Ah, God bless him. Prophet Darrell didn't read your titles clear. Ain't nothing else to tell you. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive.
Hallelujah. So this there is an apostolic anointing on you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. There is an apostolic anointing upon your life that you're going to walk into. It's a heavy anointing that's coming upon you, heavier than you have experienced, that's coming upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father.
Honor. We give them glory and honor and praise.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to
God, I heal you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, God. That's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Oh, granddaughter.
Yes, prophet.
Oh, my goodness, granddaughter. As I was praying for you, I was praying. I'm praying this healing anointing over you. I really want, hallelujah, I would like the Lord to do something special for you. Hallelujah. And that is seal you with this healing virtue that you can be a reservoir of healing yourself. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. That God would heal you. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
My God, hallelujah. There's a price to pay when you walk healing, anointing, don't you know? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a price to pay. And when it comes down to the healing, anointing, because you are a and of it, you are also a bearer of infirmities of other people, and you're going to have to kind of cast them off of you. Praise the Lamb of God if you're going to walk in this anointing. Even while we were just in that little praise session just a minute or two ago, something in me just was calling God for the healing anointing. For the healing anointing. There's so many of the saints that need a touch from God right now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Robin Blade down in Albuquerque. Hallelujah. Just sent me a message. She can barely talk. Bertha is online right now. She needs a touch from the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. So many of this of the saints a touch. Divine favor. It's a touch. Praise the Lamb of God. There is so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that just need a touch, just a touch. From the hand of Valerie and Lisa, praise the Lamb of God. They need a touch, hallelujah, of the virtue and the healing anointing of Jesus Christ. And I want you all to know that it is as real,
oh, yes.
Hallelujah, as my voice is today.
Hallelujah.
It's real, hallelujah, that the power of God can come over you, hallelujah, and heal every infirmity,
yes.
Heal every disease.
Yes, God.
Lord. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to set the stage for this today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, I need your help. Hallelujah. To help us here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, I want you to pray. I want you to lead everyone that's listening to my voice. Yeah, I feel this real strong today. Hallelujah. Into a place of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Of the weight and the sin. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because so many of us carry little things that we don't pay attention to, and they are the main blockers in us receiving from God.
Hallelujah.
These little attitudes and stuff that we have with our brothers and sisters in Christ, they must be dispelled. Praise the Lamb of God. We must be reconcilers, quick for reconciliation, quick to reconcile, quick to say I'm sorry, quick to say forgive me. Hallelujah. Quick to reconcile. Praise the Lamb of God. We must be able to do that. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody going to get healed today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. While Prophet Darrell is praying, glory to God. While Prophet Darrell is praying, hallelujah, I am going to be declaring and decreeing, praise the Lamb of God, some things over our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As it relates to sickness and disease. Put the enemy to a flight today. In the name of
God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Lead us now.
God,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, yes. Lord God, as we come humbly before
oh,
your
God,
presence behind the veil, oh God. God, we ask you to look and have mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, oh God. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our lust. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for our little old sins that we think that nobody know about, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us. Look and have mercy, oh God. Don't allow our sins, oh God, to overtake us in this season, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Heart disease.
Look and have mercy, Lord God. God, we have fleshly problems, oh God, problems in our flesh, Father. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able to be a forgiving God. God, you
God
said that we confess our sins one to another, Father.
Hallelujah.
God. God, you said that we will bring our sins to you, Father God. You said, oh God, that you will be just to forgive us.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Remember no more, Father God. God, we
thank
you for mercy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We don't mean to fall short of your glory. But God, we just a sinful flesh,
yes.
A sinful nature. But God, we know you're able to help us. Oh God, we know you're able
now.
To heal and deliver, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
God,
oh,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Healing now.
Mercy, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord, God, for us to get our,
yes.
To receive our healing, to receive our
your sons and daughters,
to receive that people
look on your
innocence, you, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us right now, Lord God. In the name,
look on Shatwan, look on Bertha. Valerie, look on Lisa.
But it's the little things.
Abandarabahusha. Look on his blade.
Expose ourselves to you,
Robin,
God.
Now.
We come to empty ourselves out.
Healing
the in the name of Jesus. Some of us have sexual sins, oh God. We need to be healed and delivered.
Come on,
some
now.
Of us have lying tongues, oh God. Some of us got unforgiveness, oh God. Some of us got bitterness in our hearts. God, we come to open and expose ourselves.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
Come on, myself on today, Lord God. In the name
oh,
of
God,
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, we come to open and expose the enemy. That all
there
of you come in and overtake us, oh God.
Receive the healing of Jesus.
Same on today, Lord God. In the mighty
Jesus,
name of
by the
Jesus.
Name.
God, we come and naked before you, Lord God. God, we know you will forgive us, oh God. We will obey your will, oh God.
Divine.
We will do your will, oh God. We will obey your commandments, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus,
the immune system of your people.
In the name of Jesus,
the immune system
and the blood of Jesus again. Oh God, do it for your glory.
Oh shit!
In the mighty name of Jesus, heal and deliver, oh God. In the name of
Jesus.
What the reason why we
rebuke
can't be forgiven, we ain't forgive our brother, oh God. Help us forgive our brother and our Jesus, oh God. In the name
of Jesus.
Help us to forgive our family members,
Hallelujah.
Our aunties, our uncles, and our cousins, oh God.
Bind you.
Our nieces, our nephews, oh God.
God.
In the name of Jesus. God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God of heaven. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The living God. Forgive us, looking how mercy. We don't mean to put you back on that old rugged cross. Forgive us, Jesus, for putting that thorns on your head and that nails in your wrist and in your feet. Please forgive
yes,
us
God.
For you and your side.
You are
wounded. God. We don't mean to crucify God.
Follow iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Eyes of our peace on you.
Jesus.
By your stripes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, I felt that in my soul. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
For your people now. The warmth of your fire. Verse, Father. Be upon each of them. Even as closed tongues of fire.
Hallelujah.
To you today.
Yes.
Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I love
God.
You.
Yes.
Heal you. Heal you. Ah, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you today, God.
Let it rest. Let it rest, the twine.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
let it
God.
Rest on you. Ah, Father, bless your name. Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
It is so, saith the Lamb. Thank you, Father. The Lord says, well, he done it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be gone. Woo-wee. I know he's all over me. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo-wee. Listen, before we expire time, let me invite you to the Truth Church this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. for our pastoral anniversary. It's our anniversary. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And praise God. All of you are welcome to come and be a part of this historical event. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who can't, I would that you sow a seed to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would like to help us celebrate our anniversary, you can always do that through our PayPal at psmintl.org. It's my anniversary. Praise the Lamb of God. Another
Amen.
Year around. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who would like to sow a seed, hallelujah, you're welcome to do so. I would love to see you Sunday in the worship experience as Pastor Gail Johnson and a portion of New Beginnings Church come and celebrate with us. She's our celebrant. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is the only service that I've had this month in Detroit. They usually do a whole month of services each Sunday. This is the only Sunday, only one Sunday for my celebration of anniversary. I don't like all that long drawn out. It's the Lord. all of that, that's too much for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know that today, praise the Lamb of God, that the love of God that's in me is yours. I love each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. I love you whether you give me something or not. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. And nothing is going to change love. I tell people all the time, love does not change. Love does not change. Can't change. Hallelujah. Because it's immutable. It comes from God. God is love. Hallelujah. You don't used to love a person. No. No. You can't used to love them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The love may have gotten some wisdom and you backed off from them, but the love is still there. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody I ever love, I still love.
I know that's right. Me too.
Anybody I ever loved, I still love them.
I may not like their ways.
Like their ways?
Right. I was just going to say, you may not like their ways, but you got to.
I may not be in close proximity with them because of their ways.
I know that's
or
right.
Or because of our disagreements or this, that, another. But it doesn't mean I love them any less. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I want to invite you to come out right there on the corner of Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Ford Road is a main artery that runs through Dearborn, Michigan. Right off Telegraph Road. Praise the Lamb of God. Telegraph and Ford Road, but it's on Ford Road, just west of Telegraph, 4 or 5 blocks, red brick church with a steeple sitting right there. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. Right there on the corner of Silvery Lane. Praise the Lamb of God. And Ford Road at 3 o'clock. We're going to be there. Praise the Lamb. The Nichols and Harvest International is going to be with us in the same service also. Praise the Lamb of God that is from around the city. And you are invited to come and share. If you can't come, send go, as Grandma would say. Send go. Amen. Send a blessing to PayPal, Praise the Lamb of God at PSMintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God for this, our anniversary, 38 years of preaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I can't add up all the years of pastoring, 10 years there, 3 years there. But, oh, just shot 27 years of pastoring. Praise the 27 years of pastoring. And we just 28 years of pastoring. 28 years, that's right. And of shy of the other one. 28 years of pastoring, 38 years of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. We're still on the battlefield for our Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God. Hallelujah. I love you today. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Can't wait till tomorrow when we come back for our intercessory day. My God, somebody's been healed today. Somebody's been healed today. Hallelujah. Somebody has received healing in their body. And I thank God for his virtue and his power. I love you guys. Thank you, Prophet Dale. Thank you, Shatwan. Thank you, Lily. Thank all of you for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God on the show today. Hallelujah. Let them know the prophet is back. I talked to Apostle Steve Jones. He will be with us on Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God on the show. All is going to be exciting. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
you don't to miss it. Hallelujah. Robin Bay, Prophetess Robin just Blaze just texted me and said she's healed. Praise the Lamb of God. She received them healing. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you today, people of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm excited about your future.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Forgiven.